written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening. This outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this outline, we'll review the following: sources of international law, state and government recognition, international organizations, forms of international jurisdiction, sovereign immunity, state responsibility, human rights 1, background, major instruments on system, human rights 2, regional enforcement mechanisms, international criminal law 1, individual responsibility, international criminal law 2, international crimes, international criminal law 3, arrangements for prosecutions, dispute resolution, the International Court of Justice, ICJ, the law of treaties, international law in the U.S., 1, treaty power, international law in the U.S., executive agreements and U.S. treaty practice, international environmental law, customs and treaties. Traditionally, international law has been defined as the body of rules and principles of action which are binding upon civilized states in their relations with one another. This lecture will provide a general introduction to the various sources of international law, examine the principles of international law and the institutions which govern them, and give an overview of the role international law plays in the U.S. legal system. International law is increasingly important in this global world, where legal problems often involve multiple countries. Although the American legal tradition is slow to recognize international norms in domestic matters, the globalization of business and trade have had a major impact on the day-to-day practice of lawyers. For example, if you're a transactional lawyer, it is highly likely that you will write contracts which involve parties inside and outside of the country. If you're a family lawyer, you may have an issue that involves a custody dispute spanning two countries. If you're involved in litigation, there may be treaties and politics which impact how you approach the case. From a practical perspective, there's also a definite demand for lawyers who understand international law. In short, studying international law allows you to develop insights into the global legal system and how it operates to influence domestic and international policies. B. Domestic and foreign law. Traditionally, Western scholars divide the legal universe into two categories: international or foreign law and domestic law. International law, in its earliest form, prescribed rules governing the interaction between different countries, often referred to as nation-states. For purposes of this lecture, when we refer to the word state, this is shorthand for nation or country. Domestic law, on the other hand, was originally composed of all aspects of the law that governed the relationships of people, corporations, domestic government units, and other areas. Originally, public international law was distinguished from private international law. Public international law governed relationships between states, whereas private international law dealt with the relationships between people and corporations when they crossed borders. Private international law spawned a huge body of law governing private transactions, things like sales contracts, shipping, terms and conditions, and other commercial transactions are all common topics in private international law. Choice of law rules are extremely important in this area of law. As the world has become more global, there is now more interaction between private international law and treaties. For example, the UN Convention on Contracts for the International Sale of Goods significantly impacts international business transactions, and the Hague Convention on the Protection of Children and Cooperation.